You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday, the 13th of December. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. As I like to say, great to be with you any morning, really. Let's take a look and see at a few things that are relevant for the 13th of December. We got Acadian Remembrance Day today. That's remembered by the Acadians, apparently. Martial Law Victims Remembrance Day, that is in Poland. Nanking Massacre Memorial Day in China. Republic Day in Malta. Sailor's Day in Brazil. Good morning, sailor. And St. Lucia Day. This is mainly Scandinavia. Some regions of Italy, for instance, Sicily, Veneto, and Tarantino. And also in Malta.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.
We're living on the edge.
The light bulb's getting dim.
Well, that's a good one, starting us off on a Tuesday morning. Yeah, just about sums up the Breakfast Show crew, you know. Living on the edge, that's us. From Aerosmith, and that was written by Steve Tyler, Joe Perry and Mark Hudson. And that was released February of 1993, first single off of the band's commercially successful album, which was called Get a Grip. The song reached number 18 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart for them. Number 3 in the Cashbox at 100, number 1 on the Billboard Album Rock Track. They got tracks for everything over there. In the UK, in the United Kingdom, the song peaked at number 19 on the singles chart in April of 1993. Yes, Maroon 5 together with Christina Aguilera there, and Moves Like Jagger. I wish I could move like Jagger. I mean, you've seen him, for heaven's sake. Look at the age he is. He's older than me, and he's bouncing around. He's doing all the stuff he used to do. Me? Oh, I've got a bad back. Time on the Breakfast Show, 11 minutes after the 7 o'clock. Great to be with you. It is a Tuesday morning. It is the 13th of December. And I have a guest coming in the last hour this morning. Yes, Alfonso Lewis, saxophonist extraordinaire. Well, not just saxophonist. He plays virtually every instrument under the sun. He's coming in to chat with us. He's got a Christmas concert coming up. So we'll find out all about that with Alfonso in the last hour of the program. Of course, checking in as usual with Ingrid and with Yasmin as well, if she's not too busy, of course, to talk to us, that is. 11.5 minutes after 7 this morning. Pulse to the People and a Pumped Up Kicks. Pumped Up Kicks, there we go. And that's brought us exactly to 15 minutes right now. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock. Nice timing. How unusual for us. It is time to do this morning. Yep, get you on your ways wherever it is you're going to be going. And just take it easy, sit back and relax. Yasmin was telling me not too much in the way of traffic this morning for some reason. But so we'll keep an eye on that. And by the way, I like this one. I got this one in the shower for you this morning. It's very apt for us here in Panama. Never miss the water. Very important, you know. If you've got it, you're lucky. Comes from Chaka Khan.
Just
minute ago in the shower with you this morning. That's Chaka Khan and Never Miss the Water Till It's Gone. You know whose signature tune that should be, don't you? Anyway, off you go out of the shower this morning. Yeah, that should be the signature tune, really, for Idan, shouldn't it? Yes, Never Miss the Water Till It's Gone, which is relatively often. Time on the Breakfast Show. By the way, that song did very nicely for Chaka Khan. It got onto the Dancer Club play chart, Never Miss the Water. In fact, was Chaka Khan 6 number one on that chart, and was her last one, actually, until she reached her summit with Disrespectful in 2007. Let's say a couple of good morning to Mary Lou, good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens, and we're going to get back to them a little bit later on this morning. For right now, though, by the way, don't forget, bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines and some of the business news for this morning. 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the stories in the local news today. And that's it. Don't forget my guest in the last hour. Christmas time is coming. Yes, we've got Alfonso Lewis coming in and talking to us about his Christmas concert. And with a bit of luck, he might bring his saxophone with him. You never know.
She's got a system. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We go turn around. We started off with Mr. Eddie Grant and Give Me Hope, Joanne. And that one there, of course, well, you know what that is, ABBA and Waterloo. Time on The Breakfast Show. It is time for us to take our little break. And we'll be right back with some of the international news for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita, autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, air fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ, por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita, no esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas, miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP, todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
Paso construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And we are just making our way to 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. Russia and Ukraine pounded each other's forces in heavy fighting in the eastern region of Donetsk on Tuesday as Kiev's allies met in Paris to provide urgent aid to help Ukrainians survive freezing winter temperatures. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Ukraine's allies gathered in Paris on Tuesday he needed at least €800 million, that's around about $840 million, in urgent winter energy aid as Russian forces target civilian infrastructure across the country. Russia was turning to decades-old ammunition with high failure rates as it burns through its stockpiles to carry out its nearly 10-month-old invasion of Ukraine, a senior U.S. military official said on Monday. The European Parliament took steps on Tuesday. This was to strip lawmaker Eva Kaili of her senior assembly post after she and others faced charges that World Cup host Qatar lavished them with cash and gifts to influence decisions, charges she has denied. Supporters of far-right Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Monday attempted to invade the federal police headquarters in the capital, Brasilia, in a flash of post-election violence on the day the president's electoral defeat was certified. Indian troops prevented Chinese soldiers from entering Indian territory on the 9th of December. This was during a border scuffle that led to injuries on both sides, India's defense minister said on Tuesday, in the first such clash since 2020 between the Asian giants. And China is working on a more than 1 trillion won, which is around about $143 billion support package for its semiconductor industry, three sources said, in a major step towards self-sufficiency in chips and to counter U.S. moves aimed at slowing its technological advances. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas at the behest of U.S. prosecutors on Monday, the day before he was due to testify before Congress about the abrupt failure last month of one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges. And Binance, the world's biggest crypto exchange, said on Tuesday it had temporarily paused withdrawals of the major stable coin USDC. On USDC, we have seen an increase in withdrawals, Binance chief executive Chengpeng Zhao tweeted at around about 8:20 GMT today. And also splits between U.S. Department of Justice prosecutors are delaying the conclusion of a long-running criminal investigation into the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, for people familiar with the matter have told Reuters. Taking a look at the markets for today, global stocks held steady on Tuesday while the dollar eased modestly ahead of U.S. inflation data that could persuade the Federal Reserve and other central banks to step back from aggressive interest rate hikes. The core consumer price index is expected to have risen by 6.1% in November from October's 6.3%, while headline inflation is forecast to have fallen by 7.3% from 7.7%. The MSCI All World Index was up 0.12% on early European trade on its course for its first monthly decline since September, having lost 1.2% so far, but is still on track for a 12.6% gain this quarter, its strongest quarterly performance since the final 3 months of 2022. In Europe, stocks got off to a modestly higher start, led by gains in oil and gas companies, thanks to a 1.7% rise in crude oil prices after the temporary shutdown of a key pipeline that feeds into the United States. The stocks was up 0.1%, while London's FTSE were, that had gained 0.2%, as did Frankfurt's DAX. Oil rallied for a second day, having jumped 2.5% on Monday, with Brent crude futures up 1.7% at $79.29 a barrel, and West Texas Intermediate crude was up 1.4% at $72. And there we go. That's our little look. That's some of those things, some of the stories in the international news, and some of the stories in the business world, keeping you up to date with the markets. Is the Righteous Brothers and Rock and Roll and time on the Breakfast Show. We're 21 minutes before the 8 o'clock, and let's take our little trip over for our everyday saga of life in Athens in Greece. Doesn't get much better, really, does it? This is from Renee. She says, good morning, the Grecian saga continues. We've been in our house now over a month. I think about that now. Anyway, homes here come without light fixtures. You're renting. It's like a joke, isn't it? You're renting a house, and they don't give you any lights. How nice. I suppose they're afraid you're going to steal them anyway and take them away, and they're going to have to buy new ones. We've been in the dark for far too long. I think you were in the dark when you're even here. Bathrooms and laundry room have lights, but that's it. So what more do you want? So first we had to buy all the light fixtures. Then today an electrician team came and installed them. One awesome thing about the Greeks is that, well, they're on time. They said they'd be here at 8 a.m. and they were here at 7:56 a.m. 5 hours later, we have all the light fixtures installed. Ha ha! Yay for light. And he asked if he could play a piece of music for you. You know, the only thing is, I mean, you're sort of implying that here in Panama, the work teams, the electrical, they don't turn up on time. They do. If they say they're going to be here for 8 a.m., they will be. They may be a day late or a day and a half late or something like that, but that's okay. You get used to it. Anyway, you asked if we could play Debbie Boone. And you light up my life.
I'd sit by my window, waiting for someone to sing me his song. So many dreams I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark. But now you've come along, and you light up my life. You give me hope to carry on. You light up my day and fill my night
go. Debbie Boone, and you light up my life, and that's for Renee this morning. By the way, she sent me some lovely pictures of the, I guess, is that sunrise or sunset over? I guess it's sunrise. They're really lovely, but I tell you what, you sent me another picture of this damn crazy, you said the damn crazy tomcat is back on our patio again. I tell you what, that is one of the most handsome pussycats I've seen. He's absolutely gorgeous. He's almost regal. Pack him up and send him over. He's cute. He's lovely. I mean, I did have a big ginger tomcat once when I lived in the UK. We called him Dylan. Anyway, I digress. Let's Let's check in with Mary Lou this morning. Mary Lou says, good morning, everybody. It's another hot, sunny day. We're just missing the summer breeze. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Well, I tell you what, take one of the little portable fans with you, Mary Lou. They'll help. Well, you know, to do what people do. We use them, don't we, because it's always raining. But then we use them in the summer because it's too hot. That's your paraguas or your parasol. Oh, there you are. See, parasol. Sun umbrella. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you, and it's Looking for Love from Johnny Lee. And after that, well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a look and see what our weather is going to be doing today, shall we? Mary Lou this morning, and that is Looking for Love, Johnny Lee. All right, I said we would take a look at the weather, and that's exactly what we're going to do for today. We're going to start with the forecast, and that's going to be over there. We're starting, as always, in Costa Rica in the province of Colón. Partially cloudy is what they say for today over there in the morning, but temperature-wise, 30 degrees Celsius maximum temperature and 22 degrees the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation with 80% relative humidity. So say partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, and a few showers, possibly tonight. Right, let's move across, shall we, to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, minimum of 21. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, that's relatively pleasant. Relative humidity is at 73%. Partially cloudy for this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. No talk of rain over here. Moving along to the metropolitan area, which is where we're sitting right now. 31 degrees Celsius max, 22 minimum, and 36 degrees Celsius for thermal sensation with 73% relative humidity. I bet you we're the same as West Panama. We've got partially cloudy, partially cloudy, partially cloudy. Yep, it's going to be a nice day. Nice day. Right, let's see. Let's move on from there to the Gulf out there in the Perlis Islands, around in that direction. We're looking at 31 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, 23 degrees being the minimum, 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, and I'm happy to say that relative humidity is coming down. Same as us here, about 75%, which is always nice when we get into the summer months, but we're a little bit early, aren't we? Partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. The weather is setting in. Let's take a look at the tides for today. We're going to move on to maritime conditions. The tides on the Pacific, well, the first low tide, that was just after midnight at 12:07, and that was 0.82 of a meter low tide. High tide, that was at 6:13 this morning, 4.42 meters. And let's take a look and see low tide, 12:24 tonight, this afternoon, 0.52 of a meter, and a high tide that will be at 6:46 tonight, and that is 4.36 meters. And I tell you what, I don't know if it's any good, because I'm just looking at the data on this one, the forecast. Let me just double check. Forecast was fine, but maritime conditions, they're saying 12th of December. Now I'm soon going to be able to check in a minute when I look at the sea conditions. And I'll tell you what, I think it is to the 13th, because yesterday we only had one low and one high tide on the Caribbean. Today we have a full set. We've got low tide, that was Caribbean low tide at 12:07 this morning, and that was 0.82. No, this is all Caribbean. No, sorry, Caribbean, they got the same as yesterday, I think. Yeah, I'll give it to you anyway. But I'd ignore it. High tide, they reckon 3:08 and PM, and that's right. That's the same as yesterday. Let's see what it is for the good conditions. I think these might be for today. I'm going to give them to you anyway. This is the actual sea conditions. Starting with the Caribbean for this morning. Let's take a look. And for this morning, right, here we go. Sort of getting complicated this morning, isn't it? It says here, 4 foot waves, 5 to 11 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north, so very light winds. But it does still say the 12th. That's for this morning. The wind direction from the north, as I said. In the afternoon, 11 to 24 kilometres an hour wind coming from the north-northeast with 3 foot waves. On the Pacific, we're looking at no waves, 7 kilometres an hour coming from the north-northeast. And in the afternoon, it is the same. I reckon these are the same as yesterday. Apart from the forecast, which is definitely for today, I think the sea conditions that we have, the maritime conditions, are yesterday's. So I take that with a pinch of salt from the sea. So anyway, there we go. As for the forecast, though, well, at least we're going to be walking on sunshine.
Now every time I go for the mailbox, I got a hole.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
This one, of course, was Katrina and the Waves and Walking on Sunshine. This is taking us up to the top of the hour, Rock the Boat by the Hughes Corporation.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama, Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Sabre. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors 6431 0419.
Valley Motors.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Take the time to look around, 'cause maybe what you think you like, you
That's another Backstreet, a very Backstreet Christmas. That is the Backstreet Boys and This Christmas. And before that one, Frantic Ballerinas and Christmas in Panama. That's one of my favourites. I don't know why that should be. I was saying to Yasmin, I said, that should be out there international. That should, it's a fantastic Christmas song. And Yasmin said, well, I said, it should be in a show. That's a good idea for you. Right, let's see, what have we got? We're going to check in with Ingrid fairly soon. And just looking here, some of the info Neil sends us in, we're looking at the 13th of December. Some of this items relevant to today's date. 1577, five ships under the command of Sir Francis Drake. They left Plymouth, England, to embark on Drake's circumnavigation of the globe. And the journey took almost 3 years. 1642, New Zealand was discovered by Dutch navigator Abel Tasman. 1769, Dartmouth College in New Hampshire received its charter. And the last one for now, 1809, the first abdominal, you're going to love this, the first abdominal surgical procedure was performed in Danville in Kentucky on Jane Todd Crawford. The operation was performed without an anaesthetic. You know what they make in Kentucky, don't you? So they think Jack Daniels, isn't it? but gosh, can you imagine that, having an operation without any anaesthetic? Absolutely not.
I wake up, terrify myself again. Cake to make up, and a little loss. These reactions are relentless. Abandoning the permafrost. Who am I fooling with? I got a list. I disappoint them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost. Masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling? Will I got a list? Much too exhausted on
Called Loss comes from Mr. Robbie Williams off of his album 25 or XXV, Roman numerals, and called Lost. Lovely track. 25 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Soon we're going to check in with Ingrid, see how she's getting on for our everyday story of country folk. But when I was rummaging through the record collection, or MP3 collection, as I suppose we call it these days, I came across one I hadn't heard for a long time, but it's not the original. The original was released in 1984. It's a song by the American singer Dennis Edwards featuring Sade Garrett, and written by Fran Gould and Dennis Lambert. It's taken from the Stat Singers debut album, which was of the same name as the song, which I haven't told you yet, have I? It's Don't Look Any Further. But the version I remember personally is from 1993 by the British band M People. That was released as their cover of Don't Look Any Further in 1993, third single off of their second album called Elegant Slumming. I love that title. I can do a bit of that. By the way, Don't Look Any Further peaked for them at number 2, while in New Zealand it reached number 4.
Here I am, stuck where you'll stand. What you need is a lover.
There we go. Oh, got a bit of an echo going on. Going on. Have to check that out in a minute. Oh, it's still there. So much fun. Right. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back to that in a moment. And that's going to be with Ingrid. I'm going to find another quick piece of music to play while I get rid of my echo. Love of the Common People. Why not?
Sunday morning. Look at that sky just peeking out all through those skyscrapers. Wow, what a beautiful morning today. You know, I'm so used to the rain in El Valle. I got caught in the rain today or yesterday on my moto, and I was like, this is just a little bajareque. It's nothing too big. I just got a little wet, and I had to wipe off my helmet where I have my visor and whatnot, and off I went. It was a beautiful ride, and the rain doesn't bother me anymore because we have so much of it, so... But it is a beautiful morning. Look at that sky. Oh, man. I sure enjoyed driving around in the city yesterday. I had to get my moto cleaned up a little bit and put some gasolina in her and drive around. There's nothing better than a little moto ride in the city. Well, it would be really nice to have a moto ride in El Valle. And I do miss my El Valle and the cook and all my little pootie tats. But I'll be back there shortly. Got more work to do here in the city this week before I turn around and head back to the homestead. It's looks like it's going to be a great day today. Got some errands to run. Going to be going around and watching some things I'd never seen before. Nice work happening. Got to pick up some computers. Hopefully they're all done. Even I, the computer gal, does have to have computer work done on her computers. You know, have you ever heard of a busman's holiday or the shoemaker's children who has holes in their shoes? Well, that's this one right here. That's me. Yipper, I got to get some computer work done. Looking out over the football field, someone's been driving their car through there quite a bit because there's some nice big ruts. Yeah, you can tell summer's coming because they're playing in the field with their more than just their football players. Pretty soon they'll put out one of their swimming pools, which they usually do down there. Or they did in the past. Now, you know, now that COVID's kind of in a circling position as far as I know. All I know is that a couple of friends of mine got it and a couple of friends don't. So let's hope none of you guys get it and I don't either. So until tomorrow, tomorrow's Humpity Hump Day, yeah. So it is. So until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
That's a lovely version of Wicked Game. That's by Black. Colin Vercombe was his real name, stage name, which was simply Black. Very sadly, no longer with us. He suffered a car accident. This was over in Ireland, and sadly, it was fatal. Wicked Game by Black. That came off an album, if I remember rightly, the name of the album was 1980s Revisited, where you got a lot of covers of the tunes of those days by different artists. For instance, here's another one for you, Mr. Tambourine Man by Johnny Hates Jazz. Nineteen minutes before 9 o'clock.
I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to.
There we go. That was Mr. Tambourine Man, as I mentioned. Johnny hates jazz. Turn my own mic off. Oh, somebody must have done that on purpose. It's time to go and have a chat with Yasmin this morning. Good morning, Yas.
Hello, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is Happy Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, tomorrow will be Happy Wednesday too.
Yeah.
And we'll all look forward to Happy, Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday, good. Just working.
Oh, just
working.
No, mm-hmm. No events yesterday?
No.
No, and today?
Yes, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Museo del Canal.
Okay, you're going to Museo del Canal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going somewhere else.
Oh, yes, to enjoy new cars.
New cars, exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be splitting up tonight then, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to look after me?
You'll be fine.
I hope so. So, we're getting close to Christmas. How are you doing with your sort of getting all your Christmassy things ready and done and everything like that?
Kind of slow this year. Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, I don't know what's going on. I went yesterday afternoon. Now, today, don't forget, yesterday was the 12th of December.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're not really on top of Christmas, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Making our way there. So, I decided to go down to Arosha here in Paikia.
Mm-hmm.
And for a start, all their Christmas decorations have now been compiled into one or two little rows of Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're back to school books and everything else and all the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And I mean, it's not, I said to the good lady, I said, you know what they've done? They didn't order anything in this year. They just sold all the old stuff that they had since before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I went and one of the things I was looking for, I got cards, that's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, right, I want some paper to wrap up my Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find it. So eventually, where do you go? You go to the people that do the wrapping, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, where's the paper? Don't just sell a papel, pela, navidad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I. What? No, I mean, come on, they don't have Christmas wrapping paper in Arosha.
That's crazy.
I mean, you know, how many years have we waited for a Christmas?
Yeah, and I mean, Arosha, it's been like the main store for Christmas, you know, everybody goes there for
not
everything.
This year, where everybody's been and they've taken all the stuff from, as I said, because they obviously haven't ordered anything in, have they?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I mean, that's really, really disappointing. So now I've got to go hunting for Christmas paper.
Oh, you can just go here and Todo a Dólar in Paitilla.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay then.
They have a lot of things.
Oh, super cool.
So you're going to buy something else.
Yes, I am.
Not just
for a dollar. Where is it in place here? Remind me.
Here in... Where is the new gallery? The Liquid Gallery is the same plaza. just next to the supermarket.
Which one?
The gourmet one. What is the name of
it? Oh, that one, the one...
Kosher, I guess.
The one in next to the city center. The
uh-huh.
Yeah, that one. The road that goes to Super 99.
Yeah, you can go walking.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, not Super 99. It's just here. The Liquid Gallery is here in the plaza.
I've never heard of Liquid. Oh, you mean...
Yes, you've been there.
You mean upstairs?
When no.
No, tell
it's, me. It's in the first floor in the corner. But it's in that plaza.
Where's the Liquid Gallery?
You've been there. You went to the exhibition.
Okay, but that's in the Paitea Mall thingy. Oh, it's in there. They have Christmas stuff.
No,
Toto Dollar's in there.
They have Christmas paper there.
In Toto Dollar?
Uh-huh.
Which is in that Paitea...
In the plaza, yeah.
Next to Bell Harbour.
Next to Bell Harbour? No.
Oh,
it's not that one.
I'm lost. I've never heard of the Liquid Gallery.
Yeah, every plaza here is called Paitea Plaza. So now I'm confused. No, it's the one here.
I'm not going to get any Christmas paper because I can't find the place.
You just have to walk from here,
mm-hmm.
go into the Rocha, but past the Rocha. And there is another plaza.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, but that's the one.
Well,
that's next to Bell Harbour.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
Yeah, the big building on the corner. As if you're going down towards the roundabout.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Oh, I'm relieved. I thought I was living in another country. Which I am half the time, I think.
Yeah, oh, it's in the corner.
I'm worn out about that. I think I know what you mean. Right on the corner. Big store.
Mm-hmm.
Big store. Right,
yeah.
Yes. Now you've told everybody else, they're all going to be there looking for Christmas paper, and by the time I get there, there won't be any.
But it's better to go walking, because it's hard to find parking.
Oh,
there.
No, absolutely, yeah. No, mm-hmm. I agree with you. Yes, mm-hmm. A walk would do me good.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Or perhaps a señora. Oh, so, well, that's all exciting, isn't it? That wore me out. Time for another drink. we've got Alfonso coming in.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he's so exciting.
He's coming in the last hour, Alfonso Lewis, with all his instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Hope he brings his piano this time.
Hmm. We don't know.
See him getting that in the elevator. It's going to be fun. I think, hang on, Talitha sent me a message here. It said,
good morning, Talitha.
Good morning. PriceMart has nice wrapping paper. There, there's another one. Toto Dollar is the same street as Solomon's was.
Mm-hmm, exactly, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm even more confused. Right. Past where Super Kosher was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not anywhere near the one you just told me about.
Super Kosher is not there anymore.
No, I know it's not.
Ah.
It used to be.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to have a lie down.
Marie Lou said something else.
Marie Lou, she said, I don't use wrapping papers anymore. I use gift bags with tissue paper. Yeah, but the gift bags, you see the prices up with the gift bags. Good grief. I'll have to go to, if I find Toto Dollar, I'll find some there. I mean, I think the best thing for me to do, I've got loads of old copies of La Prensa. I can wrap them in that.
But the good things about the bags is that they are reusable.
That's true, then you won't have to look for paper next year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably why they don't have any paper last year, because everybody exactly. bought bags.
Yes.
God, I love Christmas. Should we have a piece of music?
Oh, yes, sure.
This is a request, Cedric. Good morning to Cedric.
Good morning, Cedric.
Yeah, he says, good morning, Jerry. Please, if possible, Power of Love by Celine.
In the morning of lovers' sleep, I'm rolling by like thunder now. As I look, I hold on to your body and feel that you give me. Your voice is warm and tender. Love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm yours. should fail, that I'll answer when I'm with you. Even though there may be time, it seems I'm far away. Never wonder where I am, 'cause I am always by your side. 'Cause I'm your lady and you are my man. Whenever you reach for me, I'll do all that I can. We're ready for something, somewhere I've never been. Sometimes I am tired, but I'm ready to love for the past.
There we go, yes, Celine Dion, that is for Cedric this morning. Nice choice, always good to hear Celine Dion there. Well, yes, the conversation goes on, because now my sister-in-law's got involved. Now we've got the family in it.
Hello, Lucia.
Good morning, Lucy. She says, look, this is Lucy, she says, make your own brown paper and paint.
Good idea.
Well, it's all right for her. She's got child labour. I mean, she's got two kids. She's got Eduardo and Diego. And I bet she won't be doing that. Hey, boys, why don't you do this? Why don't you paint on the brown paper? I tell you what, you can do that, then send it to Uncle Jerry.
That's true.
And then she says, you could put Lala, of course Lala's our parrot, you could put Lala to stamp her feet in paint.
Oh, I love that.
And then on the brown paper. Lucy. How's Lala going to do that from the oven? Because Lala stayed with Lucy when we went on, vacation.
Yes.
Into Europe. We took the parrot to Lucy, because Lucy found her for us in the first place. And it kept biting her husband. Thank you, Lucy, for that wonderful suggestion. Anyway, I tell you what, I got another piece. I got a piece of music to take us up to the top of the hour. And believe it or not, it comes from Mr. Roy Orbison. It's a Christmas song.
Oh, nice!
Guess what it's called? Pretty what? Paper.
To your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
crowded streets, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not, much too busy. You're in a hurry, my how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write on.
Which you can't get. There we go. Yes, Roy Orbison and Pretty Paper. Well, yes, we probably won't be able to talk later on because we're going to have our guest with us. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Alfonso with us. So, well, I'll talk to you anyway after the program, won't I? All right. Take care. Catch you then.
Okay, you too.
Right, time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Radio Waves, that's Mr. Roger Waters. And before that, we got back in time, Mr. Bat McCoy and the Soul City Symphony. And they were doing...
song called Radio Waves.
No, no, the one I'm talking about before, the one Bat McCoy. Go away, this is my show. Bat McCoy and the Soul City Symphony and the Hustle before I was rudely interrupted. Steely Dan, reeling in the years. Still to come, don't forget we're having our special guest, Alfonso Lewis, with us. Talk about his Christmas event coming up, and that is tomorrow.
everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the east? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the east? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. Things that pass the knowledge I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
I'm
there we go. And it is time on this morning's breakfast show for me to introduce my guest in this segment of the program. And it's always, you know what, I think last time we saw you was this time last year, right?
About,
look, it's great to have you. Alfonso Lewis with us, musician extraordinaire, clutching his saxophone. I was talking with Yasmin yesterday because we were thinking perhaps Yasmin's son Ian might join us because, you know, he's now playing the saxophone.
That's amazing.
It is. And we thought, well, come and meet the maestro. But he finished school yesterday and he wants to go to sleep. Which you can't blame him at that age. Look, it's lovely to have you. Alfonso Lewis, we were talking, how many instruments do you play?
I've not counted, but I think over 15.
15?
Over 15.
All at once?
No. I think the most I've played at once is two or three, maybe.
You know, because it reminded me when I was a kid and we used to go out to the cinema in London and places like that. In those days, we had buskers. And you used to have people who were literally a one-man band with the drums, with the trumpets, with the harmonicas.
And I've seen them, yes.
Yeah, they're amazing, aren't they?
For sure.
I can play the triangle. At lunchtime.
Man.
Look, it's always great to see you. It is Christmas time. You always put on great shows for Christmas. This year is no exception. It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. That's basically because that was the only day that was available at the venue that I'm going to play.
Right.
And I think it serves a good date because it's like right before the payday. And it's not going to be as crowded, hopefully.
Right.
And also, weekends are like packed with stuff. So in the middle of the week, I think is a perfect opportunity for people to enjoy some good music.
No, absolutely. Because the thing is, unless I'm mistaken, it says here, gratis.
Yes, for sure. It's free, 100%.
How do you do that?
Well,
it's
a combination of a lot of things, a lot of blessings that came my way. And my wife's, which we are organizing the event together. And a quick shout out to her.
Okay. Good morning.
Hi, Jenny.
She listening?
Yes, she is.
Good. We got an extra listener this morning. This is nice.
Yeah. So definitely it was. That's the place that my church is currently meeting, Palacio Dorado. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I spoke with our pastor, Ilya Carrera, and presented her with the idea of making a concert because we are so grateful for all the things that have happened in the past two, almost 3 years.
Sure.
It's been rough, it's been difficult, but in the end, we are here. We have our health, we have our families, and we have a lot of love that we have been able to share along the way. People supporting each other in the difficult times. So we just thought of making a concert in appreciation of that and for being grateful.
Isn't that lovely?
It is,
very nice.
For sure.
A big shout out to the pastor there.
Yes.
That's good. Excellent. All right. And listen, you have bought with you a saxophone. You bought a couple of things, haven't you?
Yeah, I brought my tenor sax and I brought my soprano sax. Little one over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, it's funny because when I the big one. I mean, that is a saxophone. That's the one with the big bend at the bottom.
You know,
like a toilet. and the other one, when I say that, to me, as of being uneducated in musical instrument, is it more like a clarinet than a trumpet?
No, not really.
What would the difference be between that and a clarinet? I mean,
the sound. Basically, the saxophone has a more... a brighter sound.
Okay.
Instead of the clarinet, is definitely you hear the wood and it's pretty dark.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
So even though it's straight and people might mistake it with the clarinet, it's actually a saxophone. And there are also curved saxophones, which are about yay big.
Oh, yes, I've seen those. I used to have one as a kid with little batteries in. Have you seen the electric ones?
There's pretty good toys for the kids to start on, but... But, yeah, these ones, I don't know, you remember Dave Koz, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, he actually plays one of those. He says it makes it feel like
a giant.
I've seen
him. I saw a video of his not so long ago. And I mean, it looks a little bit funny, doesn't it?
Yes, really? It does. Know. That's why I prefer the straight soprano.
Yeah, you sort of look at me and say, what's the matter? Couldn't they find one for men?
Come on, man. So yeah, I think I have like three main influences in terms of my saxophone playing. The soprano sound, mm-hmm. there's a lot of Kenny G in it because I grew up listening to his music a lot. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
The tenor sax, I have a lot of Kirk Whalum, the guy that used to play with Whitney
mm-hmm,
Houston.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also my alto sound is more like a Gerald Albright.
Okay.
He has a lot of power in the sound, and it's very, very bright, so I lean towards...
And who is, I mean, because you play so many variations, and you mentioned there Kenny G, you mentioned it, but who is the person you perhaps is your... idol when it comes to saxophones?
I think out of those three, I'd say Kirk Whalum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he pretty much plays like Whitney sings or sang.
Ah,
so
okay.
He has that the bodyguard solo.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite solo ever. He even said like it was played on the first take, and he just put all of it into the sound, and he has like a really distinctive sound. As soon as I heard first
right.
note, I know it's him.
But that's it, isn't it? I mean, it's interesting because I've actually asked, because we've interviewed Kenny G a couple of times on the program. He had been out by phone. And he's a lovely guy to talk to. He's so easy to talk to. And that's the question I asked him. How is it that I always know when it's Kenny G playing? I said, you know, because you hear these, you'll hear songs made by somebody else, and Kenny G is there in the backing, and you can tell... It's Kenny G. And I said, you know, how do you make your own sound that makes it so unique? And he said, I just really don't know. It's just the way that I play, and it's the way it's always been. But people can do that, can't they?
Yeah, for sure. And I used to think that I didn't have that, but there's a couple people that have told me, like, I listen to it on the radio, and I know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good place, like, that's a really high honor because it... Even though I have influences from all those artists,
you have your own, you have your own
style.
I've
been able to craft my own, own sound.
Well, all those people listening on the radio, you're going to play the saxophone, and they'll know it's you. And you're going to play that nice song, a cappella.
No, actually, I'm playing a cappella because there wasn't a...
Because we don't have the cable, and we're trying something new here in the studio as well today. Alfonso is my guinea pig. What are you going to play for us?
I'm just gonna with the tenor sax. I'm gonna do a couple. You know that song "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas"?
Of course, yes.
That's one of my favorite Christmas songs ever. So,
all right, let's
little bit for you.
Love it. In appreciation. I know I've got one of these around here somewhere. Yes, here we go. Big cheers for you there.
Thank you.
Can't, you don't have your headphones on today.
Oh.
No, you don't need them. Don't worry, you don't need them.
Okay.
No, you'll hear me. You don't want to do that. How long does it take you to get something like this together? Because it's invitados. Who have you got playing with you?
Okay, I have a wonderful band, guys that play with me at church mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I have Eric Flores on piano. I have Joel Villalobos on bass. Roberto Velasco on guitar. I have Aníbal Ramírez from Venezuela on drums. He's amazing. I have Oscar Cruz, my buddy from La Cachamba.
Mm-hmm.
He is on percussion, congas, and stuff. That's my band. And the voices, I have a wonderful vocal section that includes Ana Lucía Guevara.
Mm-hmm.
I have Karen Diaz. I have Jodarlis Beltran. Emmanuel Smith, which is my brother from another mother.
Mm-hmm.
He sings gospel, so that's just amazing. And I have Sara Abigail. I think I'm not leaving anyone out. If I am, I'm sorry, guys.
Don't mind. Got a lot on my mind.
But don't worry,
they'll tell you.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think that's the band. And I'm just blessed to have all these talented people working with me. We've been planning it and rehearsing for about two months now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's been amazing. We've shaped the program for it to be a combination of like classic Christmas songs and a little bit more modern with a variety of styles and for all likes of people is gonna like it because it's very varied.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what can we expect to hear?
Well, that song that I just played is going to be sang beautifully, and I have a solo intervention. It just came to my mind. I have a brass section as well. I have Sabi Denise on trumpet, and I have Johan on trombone, my brass section. Those guys are amazing as well. They jumped on a little bit later on, but they studied all the music, and they sound just amazing.
That's absolutely great.
Yes, we can expect classics like "O Holy Night," mm-hmm. "Silent Night," "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas," the Christmas song. There's also a song that's my composition that I made. I think you have it from when mm-hmm. I recorded it. It's "Tú Eres la Navidad."
That's right.
Yes, so that's going to be sang as well, and it's going to be amazing.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely brilliant. So there's a big treat for everybody. Just to remind everybody, it is tomorrow, the 14th of December. Free. Starts at 7 o'clock. This is Palacio Dorado in the Plaza Mirage via Ricardo J. Alfaro, which we, I guess, know better as Tombonueto.
Yes. As a matter of fact, in terms of it starting at 7, it's going to start at 7 o'clock, and I urge people to please come early because parking space is limited, mm-hmm. and also seating mm-hmm. is limited. We mm-hmm. have open up our capacity, but it's not for it to be like filled to the brim. So we want people to be early and comfortable and relax. So there's no hassling mm-hmm. in the parking.
Yeah, we no fighting.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And you have now. I see you have picked up your
soprano
sax. And yes. And what are you going to play for us with that?
I'm going to do a little bit of one of the more recent Christmas classics, Mary Did You Know.
Oh, okay. I don't think I know that one, actually. Mary Did You Know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right. And take it away, maestro.
Thank you.
absolutely brilliant. Yeah, you never cease to impress me.
Thank you so much.
No, because tell me, because of the number of instruments that you play, which is the one that you feel is the hardest to learn?
I think piano, but since I learned it at such a young age, mm-hmm. my sister taught me when I was mm-hmm. about 3 and a half. I think I know it, like, I can even play with my eyes closed.
Right.
So
I can play with my eyes closed, but can't understand a thing about it. This is one of the things that, you know, if you say, what do you regret? I remember my mother and my grandmother, and they when we lived together in a place called Upminster in Essex, and I was just a relatively young kid, and they sent me off to piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't do it. I mean, your hands are supposed to do different things, aren't they? My hands want to do the same thing on both, you know.
Yeah, imagine drums. You have to do one thing on each limb.
Yeah, that's true, with the feet as well. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
But I did play like a little bugle trumpet
mm-hmm.
When I was in the Air Force. And so I joined the band. Because if you join the band, you didn't do so many of the, you know, the marching. And, yeah, so if you're a band member, that you're in. But I had a little trumpet. And one of the things I always remember was one of the things you had to do as a duty was that we had a block of accommodation. It was only two floors. And then what you had to do in the morning at 6 o'clock is go up onto the sort of center landing of the building and play Reveille, you know, getting everybody out of bed in the morning.
Okay.
You'd be surprised at the number of things people could find to throw at you at 6 o'clock in the morning. And shoes and, you know. But it's funny because now there's an instrument that you play, but you just do it with the lips, don't mm-hmm. you, because you don't have any valves to do it. And I've never tried a trumpet with valves, so, because they're the ones, I guess, give you the notes.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell how educated I am about music. But with the bugle, you're sort of restricted to just the lip movements and
the harmonics.
Mm-hmm.
And that concept of harmonics is also applied in the saxophone and many other instruments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the combination of the air pressure and the, mm-hmm. the lips and mm-hmm. embouchure, all of that. So, yeah, it's, I mean, for me, brass instruments, I'm just, like, kind of delving into it, like, nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I know it's really hard because you have to rely exclusively on your lips. And if you don't practice, you
right.
can lose the embouchure. So,
yeah,
at least saxophone is a little bit kinder in that sense.
And there's a good friend of mine, actually. He's his father said Rex Jensen. His name is Jensen. I'm trying to remember his first name. But he'd taken up the clarinet, and he's done really well. He's playing with, he's up in the States, I believe. He's playing with big orchestras, and he's got a little ensemble together. And I saw a video about him today. I mean, how do you feel it is for getting people though? Interested in musical instruments in Panama? There's a lot of interest. Do you do teaching as well?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing after the holidays, like starting in January, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to open a couple spots for private lessons.
Oh, yeah.
All of the instruments I play, I teach as well. I think the activities like this, like a concert, is
mm-hmm.
something that
mm-hmm.
you can take young guys and girls and have them exposed to listening to how great it can sound. And
mm-hmm.
and if they have, like, one in particular that they lean to, then they can investigate about it.
Mm-hmm.
They can ask the people I work with, you can ask them just about anything about their instruments, and they can share the information. I know there's a lot of musicians that maybe want to keep it for themselves, but we share everything we have
mm-hmm.
because there's a younger generation that we would like for them to be involved in arts and music as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we mentioned, Yasmin Sani, and he's learning to play the saxophone.
That's
he was
amazing.
In the bands at school, and he's doing well, isn't he, Yas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, there you are. Teacher. Alfonso, look, it's always great to see you. And we're going to remind everybody right now, you've got your concert. It's Tu Eres la Navidad. Alfonso Luis y Invitados. And this is on tomorrow the 14th of December. It's a free entrance, starts at 7 o'clock at Palacio Dorado, Plaza Mirage, via Ricardo J. Alfaro.
That is correct.
Wonderful to see you. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful concert. I'm going to see if I can make it. I've got a couple of things tonight and tomorrow night, but let me see if I can. And if I do, I'll have to get there early.
Yes, for sure.
As always, Alfonso Lewis, thank you so much for being with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
Alfonso Lewis with us here, and it's always great to see him. It's lovely to see him. And right, the time on the Breakfast Show, we're just 5 minutes away before I have to think about going off and doing something else. But let's see, what have I got here? Here's one we don't hear very often.
Turn on the lights, turn on the lights. I wanna feel that winter solstice high. Can it make everything alright? Show me reindeer flying through the midnight sky. We got a dream that comes back every year. Falling pine needles and stockings full of cheer. I want it all until it disappears. For it's gone, gone, gone. Another Christmas is around the corner. And I can feel it starting getting closer. It's coming down. Kiss me, my head turns upside down. We got a dream that comes back every year. Falling pine needles and stockings full of cheer. I want it all until it disappears. For it's gone, gone, gone. Another Christmas is around the corner. And I can feel it starting getting closer. It's coming down. No.
And there we go. That is Mr. Jamie Cullum and Turn on the Lights. And, well, that's it. That sort of brought us almost to the end of the program. Got about 30 seconds left to tell you things. I want to say a big thank you once again. Wave to Alfonso. There he is. Big thanks to Alfonso Lewis for being with us this morning. And also to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, social media, and everything else. And by the way, don't forget, if you want to join us here on the Breakfast Show, if you want to be an advertiser or a sponsor or that, it's really easy. All you've got to do is you can WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822. Drop us a line on there, WhatsApp, or you can always call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. And as always, the boys and girls at Grupo Agrada. We got Isaac is always there, bright and breezy in the morning. Big thank you to him. Tomorrow, let me see, what have I got for you? Tomorrow we have got, all being well, we've got Andres coming in tomorrow morning. And also Carlos Rogers is going to be back with us. Now, we always ask Carlos to come in when there's something exciting going on in space. And, of course, we've got the Artemis operation, the Artemis that just got back, went all the way around the moon. Furthest that one of our sort of potential man space, man ability space capsules has ever gone. So Carlos will be talking to us about that in the last hour of tomorrow's program. So it just really means for me to say that please, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you for being with us so much, for being with us this morning. And whatever it is you're going to be doing the course of today, please, please, please do it carefully. We'll be back with you at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And by the way, stay tuned because you've got Two Chat SOS with Gigi coming up. So then remember to stay tuned for that. Great programming right through the day here on Cool FM 89.3. So there, whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it safely, because tomorrow morning what I want to be doing, talking to you, not talking about you, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.